March Madness, the Frozen Four, and the NCAA Wrestling Tournament all contracted the Corona crisis and were canned this year. In an unprecedented move, the giant spring revenue producers for the NCAA were dropped as COVID-19 makes its way across the country. Well, everyone, this is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary, a show that you helped to sponsor with your generous tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can check us out online for all the info you need to connect and give at WWIB.com. The NCAA Wrestling Championships would have set a new attendance record at the home of the Minnesota Vikings, the U.S. Bank Stadium in Minneapolis. Ninth-ranked Virginia Tech was set to send 9 grapplers to the Twin Cities, and Hokies associate head coach and former Olympian Jared Freyer is with me on the phone today from Virginia. All right, Jared, I'm so sorry for you and your student-athletes there on the NCAAs. It was canceled. Your thoughts about it?
Man, to see the despair on some of my guys' faces and it was a trying time and something that, you know, we train all year for, and this is kind of the pinnacle of when of what our sport is about, and just right there. I mean, three days from leaving, I think it was last Thursday when the news came out that it was officially canceled. You know, at first it was just without fans, and then really by the end of the day or 24 hours later, it was that the event was canceled. And hard time, especially for our seniors. Some of the guys that never qualified for this event, which was, like I said, the pinnacle of scholastic wrestling, of wrestling in the United States for our guys, you know, guys that don't have Olympic aspirations. So it was definitely a difficult time and a time where we kind of had to all look within ourselves and see, you know, what meant the most to us.
Yep. You have a very young squad there at VodTech, but you do have 3 seniors on the team, so this has got to be really, really particularly tough for them, huh?
No doubt. At different stages in their careers. One was looking to be a 4-time All-American. We've never had one at Virginia Tech, and he was going to be the first one ever. You know, he's ranked 4th or 5th in the country. It was kind of a lock that he would, you know, he always shows up at the, you know, it's never promised, but in the March Madness, as we say, he tends to show up and have his best tournament. Was looking for his 4th All-American accolade. And then we had one guy, this is his first time ever starting in the lineup as a 5th-year senior, and, he'd wrestled in the state of Maine, so not a huge wrestling state, but had a great year this year and qualified for his first NCAA tournament. And, you know, kind of that was his, the pinnacle. And, to have it kind of pulled out from underneath him, it was hard. And we only had 2 that have any eligibility left. So, luckily we have a large contingent coming back. But still, you know, we pulled guys that are redshirt, their 2 freshman year that in the middle of the year, we needed them to step up. And sure enough, they took the torch and ran with it. And to lose a year or to lose, you know, we didn't lose the year. We had a lot to build on and a lot of great moments throughout the year that we were blessed to have. But to lose the biggest event of the year, just 3 or 4 days out from leaving, it was tough.
Yeah. There is discussion, you know, on the internet and on social media about giving these seniors another season. Could that happen, or is that just, you know, more of a pipe dream here?
Yeah, you know, of course you'd want to do what's best for the guys and give them, you know, at least a semester or something like that back. But there's just too much, I think, that goes into it with the financial side of it and having schools and the NCAA and different entities pick up the pieces. It was just wrestling is one thing, you know, with the amount of athletes that are involved. You know, the winter season is such a big deal. You have all the track and field athletes. You have the men's and women's basketball. You have swimming and diving. It's a large conglomerate of student athletes that you know, okay, we say we give them a whole year back. It's just I think the financial burden would just be too great. But you know, you never know. You know, we'd love to have that. I'd love to have that back for my guys. But you know, when it comes down to it, you know, when the brass meets the road, I just don't foresee it happening. I think it's great for the spring sport athletes that didn't even barely get to start their seasons. I think that was a must. But yeah, it's a difficult road to travel for you know, we don't know what's going to happen, but at this time I can't imagine them getting another year.
Yeah. Well, they had pre-sold over 40,000 tickets for the championships at that spectacular home of the Minnesota Vikings. I mean, this was going to be a huge deal this year.
No doubt. I was super excited for it. You know, there was a lot of speculation on how the mats were going to be set up and the fans. And, man, the NCAA always does such an awesome job, you know, regardless of the event. I was super excited to see, you know, how it was. I've wrestled in, you know, the Fargo Dome, and you and I held the NCAA tournament there in their football dome in Cedar Falls. So I've been to events where the wrestling mats were on a football field, but nothing to the magnitude of you know, being in a stadium where an NFL team was playing not too long ago. I know our guys were super excited about it, and to have the ability to, you know, to have 43,000 fans. I mean, that's just mind-boggling. It's just, it would have been something special, and I hope Minneapolis gets another shot at hosting this event, because it was going to be pretty special.
Yeah, for sure. Jared Freyer, the associate head coach at Virginia Tech with the wrestling team. We're talking about the cancellation of the NCAA tournament in Minneapolis. We're out of time, Coach, so can I get you back for our next sports and commentary here and discuss wrestling some more? And we're going to have you share about your faith, the peace that Jesus has brought in your life, too. So if we can do that, I'd appreciate it very much.
That'd be great, Greg.